Becca, do you want to clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We're scrubbing in. What did we say we're going to call these Thursday episodes? Thirsty Thursdays.
Thirsty Thursdays. Yet we do not have a drink in our hands.
That's very on par for us. We have great ideas, but little execution.
Yeah.
So today is our bonus podcast. We have Coach Monica from Cheer On, which I am so freaking excited. I don't even think, have you watched either of the seasons?
Yeah, I tried the first season when it was like kind of buzzy.
Tried?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I tried because it was like such a buzzy show. Everybody was watching it. So I was like, okay, let me see what this is all about. And I was out. It's a high bar for me, you know, like there's just like Love Island up there. And
oh my God.
I'm joking.
Yeah, you're. It's interesting what
I'll give things a whirl. Things are really buzzy and like people are talking about it. I'll definitely give things a whirl. Mm-hmm. But like, again, so I can't get through Cheer. And yet I've watched all of Vanessa Hudgens's Princess Swaps or whatever on Netflix. So like
Tanya Rad.
I have switched again.
Oh, my God. OK, well, I am like Cheer is just amazing. And I pray to God there's a season three, but I just love Coach Monica. And I'll never forget when I watched season one and I go to look up her Instagram, it said follow back. Like she was already following me.
Wait. Okay. So we taped this episode with Monica last week and I posted this picture of me and Red Star with Sunny. Mm-hmm. And Coach Monica commented on it. And I went and I was like, oh my gosh, she followed. And I saw she followed me and I hit follow back. I felt really embarrassed that I wasn't following her.
Just a disgrace, truly. Disgrace to the Cheer.
Well, I hate that feeling. I'm like, oh.
I know. Well, Anyways, I was super excited, and I was at the time in Shreveport, Louisiana, which is like a 2-hour drive from where Navarro College is, and I did get the invite to go, which I'll let you know if I went after the interview. But while I was in Louisiana, this is a full circle moment. So I'm in Louisiana. I was with my mom, my brother, and my sister-in-law, my brother's wife, and she had never been to our hometown. So we were like going and showing her like our old house and school. And I text my English teacher. You remember how I had that whole conversation about who was your favorite teacher? There, I read that article. It was the English teacher, and she's the principal now. So we were like on the campus, and I was like, "Are you at the school by any chance?" And she's like, "No, but I live right across the street. Like, come say hey so I can give you a hug." I haven't seen her in forever. And so I stopped, and I think the last time I saw her, she had just had her daughter, and she, I was holding her as a baby, and she was. She's 15 now. She's a freshman in high school. So I walk in and she's like, "Look, you haven't seen her since she was a baby." And I was like, "What?" But she looks just the same. And she had heard the podcast because my old math teacher sent it to her.
Oh, my God.
So shout out to Miss Hubbard. I loved you too. Or love you too. And so it was cool.
That is really cool.
I know.
I don't know if any of my old teachers listen. I don't mean old teachers.
I mean Mr. Martinez listens.
Former teachers. Mr. Martinez, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he your
favorite?
No. What was he? What teacher was he?
Oh, her eyebrows when she said favorite.
Yeah. What?
Favorite? Spanish teacher.
Creeper.
Oh. He used to let me perform Shakira songs in Spanish in front of the class for extra credit. And he was the...
for extra credit.
And he was the teacher, like the teacher supervisor of the Musical Synergy Club.
Wait, that is so funny. For extra credit, he'd be like, "Tanya, do you want to perform?"
Yeah.
She got extra credit in the class, but lost credit with all the kids in the class.
Yes. That's why she got apples thrown at her. Let us not forget.
Yeah, let's not forget my sophomore experience of high school with vegetables and fruit being thrown at my head.
Well, the picture's becoming clearer.
Yeah, we're understanding more now.
Yeah, just peeling back the onion.
Every time I hold an apple, I think about how painful it'd be to get it with one of those, like Tanya in high school.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get to our interview with Coach Monica. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back with her. Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Let me tell you about this social battery over here.
Yours?
Yes.
Tell me more.
It is drained.
Why?
Because I'm not giving myself enough Tanya time.
Oh, I know how important Tanya time is.
I'm not giving it to myself because I've been working a lot and I think I've just been overly social that I'm not factoring in the time I need just for myself.
Well, I also think it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially you, and especially with social gatherings picking up after winter.
What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I do think one of the things that has helped me with like setting boundaries of where I'm spending my energy has been therapy, and knowing how to, first of all, set the boundaries, and also knowing how to pay attention that when I'm feeling drained and I don't have capacity, that I can tap into a place where I have more to give.
And it's also built in you time.
Yes,
which exactly. Is very, very necessary. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/scrubbing today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/scrubbing.
All right, you guys. So we have someone who has scrubbed in before, but I couldn't be more happy for Coach Monica to be scrubbing in again.
I know, I'm like, Becca, let's be a little professional here. Get it together, girlfriend.
No, I'm serious. I am like the biggest fan. I'm like, I want to come to the gym. I want to watch practice. Like, I am all in.
You should come to practice. Absolutely. You have an open invitation.
I'm in Shreveport right now. I might drive over to Corsicana. Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah, I am. I'm here for a family event. And I used to go, because I'm from here, and I used to play softball in Corsicana. And I was like, yeah, I'm just like right around the corner from you.
Yeah, Shreveport's not that far. Literally, you go gamble for the day and come back.
Yeah, that's really what people do here. They come to gamble.
That's right. You go to the boat.
Yeah, oh my God.
Life kind of, did it calm down for a minute, or did it ever calm down for you since we last talked?
I mean, you know, it did only because we went into a pandemic, because we were, of course, everything was wild and crazy with press and just so many people on campus, like stopping by, trying to just take pictures or whatever. And then we went from 0 to 100, 100 to 0 really, really fast, because we went into lockdown. All of the school went online. Our season got canceled. So, and then of course, when we finally did start school back the fall of 2020, we still had COVID stuff. Mm-hmm. So people, you know, we really limited who we had come, because if we were, you know, in and out of quarantine, and we were trying to keep everybody from getting exposed, because it was really interfering with our practices and stuff. And then we had to get tested when we were filming, and it was just crazy. But so it had settled down as far as like the attention. I don't think anybody really knew we were doing a season 2. I mean, some people did because they saw the cameras, but as you know, in general, the population did not know we were doing a season two. So the pandemic kind of slowed everything down, and then, you know, kind of went crazy again when the announcement came out, and we've been doing press and stuff. But it's not as bad. I think the shock value of like what cheerleading was so what people were so mesmerized by. So they at least knew what to expect. It was just, you know, a second season of it. So
I just have to say, and I messaged you this. I was telling Coach Monica before we began that I think of her as like Jennifer Aniston, and I get to DM her. But we were talking, and I messaged you because I was watching the second season. And I mean, to go from just living your life and being in this small town in Texas, and then every single person knows your name, every celebrity knows your name, like it was insane, I imagine. And then you come back and you film a second season after kind of experience all the rush of it all. And then, you know, normally when a show comes back like that, there's a difference in the people because they've, I mean, obviously there's been a lot of changes in their life. But I loved that you were so, to me, like, I was like, oh, she's Coach Monica. Like, she is like, of course it was crazy because you were having to navigate dealing with press and schedules and all the stuff that y'all were doing. But you were back in that mode of like, here I am to coach my team. And you're, I think what people love about you is how like genuine and real and like honest you are. And that didn't change at all. It was really refreshing to come back to season two and feel like you were there ready for the next season.
Yeah, you know, what's funny is when season one came out, because, you know, we went on the Ellen show and we were doing, well, you know, like I was on there once, and then the kids went back again when Kendall Jenner was on there. Yeah. And we went to New York. So it seemed like we were just all over the place and not really practicing. So there, we had heard, you know, some people saying, oh, they're not going to win this year because they're distracted. They're out doing all this other stuff. So it really honestly made us work twice as hard because we're all competitive. So we're like, oh, wait a minute. Somebody's doubting our work ethic. Hold on a second. And really, honestly, we weren't gone that much because, you know, Netflix told us in advance. They said, we probably will want to send you to either LA or New York just for a few days. And I was like, okay, we could do that. Because it's the first, I think it was actually, I'm trying to think, it was either the week before school started or the week of school starting. So it wasn't really interfering, you know, but then it kind of blew up. I don't think they were expecting it either, but it blew up and Ellen wanted us to come to LA. So we ended up doing that. And then they also had booked us on the Today Show and doing some stuff in New York. So it ended up that we had to go 1 week to LA, and that really was a whole week. But it, like I said, it was, I think, the first week of school. It was either the week before or the first week of school, so it really was not affecting anything. And then the next week, I said, I can go do the Today Show, but I'm leaving after practice, and I'm getting back before this practice. So I gave them a very small timeline that we could go. And like I said, we put in so many hours practicing that by the time the pandemic hit, we had already done 25 full outs. We could have competed right then had we needed to. We still were a few weeks away, but we were, I mean, even though there were cameras in there and there was a lot of, oh, we have to do this interview before practice or after, like when we're in practice, we are in practice and nobody's messing with our focus, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It was in the zone.
Since the show, it really is like a cultural phenomenon. Is there anybody in particular that like a celebrity that came up to you and said that they just were obsessed with the show that you were like, what in the world?
Everybody. I mean,
aside from Becca Tilly. So like take Becca Tilly out of the equation.
I mean, no, I was a fan of Becca Tilly before the show came out. I watched her on The Bachelor. And so I was following Becca on social media. And, but you know, like, honestly, it just, we went and did, the Kid Craddock show in Dallas. So I don't know if y'all, the Kids FM show. And I've listened to the Kid Craddock show since it was around. So I'm a huge fan. And so I thought, I've made it. I'm going to Dallas to the Kid Craddock show. You know, this is the best thing ever. And it was like the right when the show came out, but I guess as more people were seeing it, and like I said, the, you know, excitement and whatnot of the show, we went from that to Ellen to, you know, and it was every day, like people sending me stuff. Oh, Reese Witherspoon, tweeted about y'all, or this person or that person. And then we got invited to go on Oprah's 2020 vision tour. And so honestly, like, it was just everybody, like, mind blowing. I just don't even, I mean, I hung out with Oprah. Like, that's, you know, I'm like, what?
That's when that's like Tanya's celebrity that she would, like, we all have that person that we would freak out to meet, but not sure we would be able to say anything if we actually had the chance.
I wouldn't even want to say anything, because I would just I would say the wrong thing, and then it would be bad.
No, Oprah was like we had been friends forever. That is how nice she was and welcoming, and she came out into the audience. So she did this. Did you go to her 2020 vision tour that she did?
No, I didn't get to do that, Monica. I didn't get to go.
Well, I was going to go. I was going to go as just an audience member.
Yeah.
When I saw the show announced, I told my son, I was like, hey, Oprah's doing a tour. We should totally buy tickets. And this is back right before the show had been released, because it came out in January of 2020. So this is back in like November, December, whenever they announced that she was doing it. And I talked to my sister-in-law about it. We talked about getting tickets to go, but I didn't know my schedule yet. And I was like, you know what? I'm probably going to be working that day because we're just so busy during the spring. And I said, won't buy tickets. I'll just, if we get close and I'm free, then maybe we can buy some, like, you know, aftermarket tickets or whatever. And then, of course, she reached out to us and we went. But no, I was just going to go as a, like an audience, like a, you know, average normal person. Yeah. And, but when she invited us to come, she actually came out. So it was like an all day thing. She came out, and was walking around talking to people in the audience. So she like asked me about, it was the funniest thing ever, because we were filling out like a questionnaire about your life and stuff, because, you know, motivational type thing.
Yeah.
And so it was like, about what you eat and stuff. And I don't like fruits and vegetable stuff that I should eat. And she was like, she called me out on my answer. And I was like, Oprah, you don't do that. You're calling me out. She's like, Coach Monica, I thought you would eat better than that. And then she called us up onto the stage. So it was crazy. And then we got to go hang out with her, you know, in the back. She was just honestly the sweetest person ever.
And that is like epic. That's like the queen.
And she's also one of those people that like, she has a farm. She has like, she is rich as hell. And yet she is so relatable and down to earth at the same exact time. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, it was wild. She was, top of the top up there for me. I was blown away by her.
I can't imagine. And then as season two comes out, I watched it. I could have sat down and watched it without even getting up to eat, but I did have to space it out because I had other priorities, unfortunately. And I was really captivated with the competition storyline of the two schools, because I had never even thought like, oh, there's other people that are doing the same thing. but I'm interested in hearing about, after you watch the show, and Ladarius and that relationship, because it was a really emotional, I felt very, the whole time I felt very defensive of you towards the other coach, towards anyone who said anything about you, because here you are, you do this show, you have no idea it's going to blow up like it does. You get the opportunity to go on Dancing with the Stars. And of course you're in your mind, you're like, okay, this is an opportunity I can't pass up. And also like, I'm, you know, sacrificing something that I love, and I'm missing out on this huge part of my life. And I talked about this in therapy. I'm not kidding, because I was like, I was really upset about Ladarius's reaction, because I'm like, wouldn't you want someone that you love that much to go and get to experience these things? And my therapist was like, well, she's like a mother figure to him. So there was this sense of like,
yeah, you know, here's the thing. You never know. You did reality TV, so you never know how it's going to be edited. Yeah. But Ladarius wasn't even on the team when the school season started. He was there for a very short time. So I've been getting a lot of hate on social media about abandoning him, but he wasn't on the team then. And also all of our sports got moved to the spring. So we had all of our normal responsibilities in the fall were not there because we were not able, because of COVID. Mm-hmm. And, but Ladarius wasn't on the team. So it was a really strange to see it edited. I was like, well, that, you know, yeah. He came back later on. He was there for a couple of weeks, like in later on in the semester, before he came back in the spring and things went south really fast. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, that's an interesting discussion. That's probably a whole nother like off camera discussion.
Yeah. I figured, I just watching it, I was, you know, there was a lot of emotions. And I also was thinking like, how was this, you know, put together from being someone who was on a TV show, like understanding that aspect of it too. But I have to applaud you because you deal with a lot of personalities and a lot of people who consider you a parental figure and friend and mentor in their life and put a lot. I mean, it's a lot for you to take on as one person.
No, it really is. And it's mentally exhausting for sometimes. It depends. I mean, sometimes things are going smooth and it's, you know, things are great. And we're all focused on competition or getting better or just cheerleading, which is the fun part, you know.
Yeah.
But then, you know, we go through cycles where, you know, there's your typical college problems and whatnot. So some weeks are more stressful. So, you know, my phone might blow up all day and night, you know, this week or for 2 weeks straight or whatever. So it's strange, you know, because you're not just a coach. And I learned that a long time ago because I was very naive. I was very young when I started coaching. I had no coaching experience at all. And I learned quickly that I have many hats that I have to wear from at school, you know, with school, I'm advising them, I'm making sure their schedules are correct. I'm helping guide them on where they should transfer to, what they should major in. I'm the counselor when they need to talk about their parents that are going through a divorce or their breakup with their boyfriend or their girlfriend or the fight they got in with their best friend or you name it, I've counseled it, you know?
Yeah.
And so many different hats that sometimes that becomes more at certain times of the, you know, year than coaching, which is, the coaching is the part that's so fun that I love. Mm-hmm. So I'm constantly trying to battle that stress myself of like balancing my own mental health. And
yeah. How do you do that?
Well, you know, I tend to forget about myself a lot. So the good thing is I don't need too much, you know, for myself. I'm one of those type of people that I don't really need a lot. I can, you know, like make it through. And I always see like, oh, if I get through these 3 months, I've got a little time off here. And I don't mind doing that. So thankfully, I'm very strong mentally, but it is tough. And especially like, as you saw in season two, it was a very, very tough couple of years for me with everything that happened. And I did really have to, because the kids, they don't see the dynamic of, hey, Mike, she might need you for a minute.
Yeah.
You know, they don't understand that. So I still have to be there for them. So, you know, I really, like, honestly, I, like, would get up sometimes and just, like, give myself mat talk and, like, remind myself, like, you can do this, like, you're strong. As you saw in season two, I really leaned on my faith a lot because I was like, you know, I need a little help here. I'm struggling and I still have to go in and do my job yet, you know. But like I said, the good thing is I am pretty tough and I don't require a lot. I can, like, fight through a long period of time before I get a break or like really focus on myself. I'm not one of those that, you know, needs, you know, to go to the spa once a week to, you know, do anything. I just trudge through it. And then I need to do a better job. I know I need to take care of myself more, but I'm okay.
I need a spa day every couple weeks. Therapy and a spa day. I'm pretty good after that.
No, that sounds amazing. I think I've just gotten so used to my coaching schedule because we do go, like, it's a lot of work and you know, it's games, whether you're fall or spring, it doesn't matter. We have in the fall, we're doing football, basketball, volleyball, soccer, practice, appearances, community service. So I don't really go out, like do friend things and stuff a lot anyways, because I'm always working. So I think I've just gotten so used to that fast paced go, 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 I'll take care of myself later, that even in hard times, I'm like, I'll get to that point where I can give myself a moment, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so everyone has a breaking point.
Yeah. But it's nice yeah. that you say you lean on your faith, because I think that that is something that I do too, in moments where I feel like I'm overwhelmed or I don't really know what to do. You just lean into your faith and kind of let that take you where you need to go.
Yeah, just like it makes me feel better. And so the past 2 years, mostly what you're going to hear in my car is a Christian station. And I'm usually like, oh, yeah, let's, you know, listen to pop or whatever's, you know, popular at the time. But the past 2 years, most of the time, it, you know, it's going to be Christian music. So I'm like, I need something to fill me back up. Yeah. Because I've been going through it. And I took some of the girls of all back in the fall. We went on a little trip to go buy some stuff for our assistant coach. They're having a baby. So we were doing a little gender reveal. And so we went to a little town about 40 minutes away. So we decided we were going to go to Crumble Cookie or whatever that's called.
Oh, yeah.
And get some cookies. And we were going to go do a little fun stuff. And they got in the car and they were like, what are you listening to? And I was like, Christian music because of y'all. It's all y'all's fault. I need to my own little self-therapy here.
Yeah, you're honestly.
Like, you pushed me to this.
Worship music first thing in the morning is like such a great thing.
Yes, it just makes you feel good, and like all the negative energy just kind of like goes away, and
yeah,
you can start yourself with a positive attitude, you know.
It really does. I mean, it can really change my mood around, even if I'm like, I am in the worst mood, I'm like, just put on some worship music and and get back into the good place.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So sure. With on top of, by the way, I'm in Louisiana, my mom and sister-in-law are upstairs, and my sister-in-law hasn't watched season 2 yet. My mom, I could not believe it, because she's always like, what show should I watch? And she was like, I haven't seen it. And I'm like, Mom, you've not watched Cheers? So they're actually up, started binging it right now. So I feel very influential, because it was, I'm like, welcome to the world, mother. But on top of the show and coaching, you have written a book.
Yeah.
And you're an author now. What was that like? I mean, that's Tanya's in the process of doing that right now, or has done it. I don't know where you are.
Yeah. Well,
it's a long process.
It's a lot of reading too, as you go back and edit and, you know, rereading and rereading. I mean, I had, you know, kind of always joked around about writing a book, because with coaching come so many different stories and challenges every year. And so joking around like, oh, I need to put that in my back pocket. That's a great story from my book I'm going to write one day, you know. And then after the show came out, I had so my just DMs flooded, people wanting advice about everything from relationships to parenting to anything. As a matter of fact, I saw somebody in Walmart one day, and they were like, I mean, this is right after the show came out. They were like, Monica. And I was like, yes. And she was like, this is my 14-year-old daughter, and she is just misbehaves. Can you talk to her? And I was like, I mean, I don't know the backstory, so I'm not really, you know, comfortable doing that. Anyway, just really bizarre things, you know. So I thought, you know, this is really a great opportunity to write this book, to kind of put into writing some of the, you know, just the things that I try to instill in my own athletes about being successful in life, you know, post cheerleading, and whether it's relationships or because, I mean, let's face it, like building good relationships and having good leadership skills is really the foundation to anything, because even if you're a parent, you're leading your home, you're leading your children, your family. I mean, so they're really all these same principles. So I thought this is a great time to go ahead and do this book that I've been talking about. And then, of course, we went into a pandemic, so I had a lot of time on my hands. So, yeah, it worked out great.
And then are you going to be a part of the live show that's happening?
Yes. So also in 2020, let me tell you, life was popping in 2020. And I have this crazy thing where I like to work. I don't know. I mean, I could work 24 hours and I'm great. Like, oh, we have a challenge. Great. We're going to do it. Let's do it. But I had all these opportunities, you know, coming our way after the show came out. And one of these was the idea of doing a live tour, kind of like the Dancing with the Stars live tour that they go on. And of course, I thought that was a fabulous idea because it's a new concept and also an opportunity for these athletes to do something beyond. There's not a lot of opportunities beyond cheering in college unless you're coaching. So it was really a win-win. We can entertain people without a score sheet or that competition stress and actually do what we love for the joy of it and for entertainment, which is going to be amazing. And so we were actually going to do this in 2020. We were working fast and furious to like make things happen. And they were supposed to come down and they were flying down. I think the week after we went into a pandemic, or the week we went into like a lockdown, they were supposed to be flying in that week to film a bunch of promo content. And then we went into a pandemic. So everything got put on hold. So this is a project that I've been working on for a couple of years now. And we finally got to a point where like, I think we're through this pandemic enough where we can put this show on and we are, you know, starting to go forward with the content part of it. We've gotten finally the announcement out. We did some promo stuff and now we're about to get really deep into the content part. So I'm really excited about it and it's going to be amazing. I'm really excited.
Are y'all coming to LA or anywhere around? Because I need to be there.
We're actually going to California first. So we're gonna learn the content and rehearse here in Texas. And then we're going to fly to San Diego and we'll be there for a few days doing our full on dress rehearsal production on the stage for a few days. And then that'll be our first show. And then I think our second one is LA. And then we start going, you know, everywhere. So, yeah.
I just love that. Fun. I was the worst cheerleader of all time. And yeah, I think I'm living my dreams of like what could have been in my head, but never was going to be because I just... You know, it wasn't in the cards for me as a cheerleader.
I'm shocked that you were bad because you're good at sports. You're just like a good athlete.
It's different. It's different.
I know it's different, but you're just you're a good athlete.
But you know what, Becca, you probably just didn't get the right opportunity because
that's
honestly
right.
That's what I needed to hear.
There's a lot of different roles in cheerleading. I mean, you don't have to be Gabby Butler to be, you know, on a great team. There's a lot of different roles and stuff. And if you just get that right fit for you, you can do anything. Everybody can be important, you know?
Yeah. I like that.
Such is life. You know, we all have our role.
Yeah. And I think they were trying to make me the star and I wasn't a star in cheerleading. I was simply needed in another area that was not at the forefront.
Well, I would love to see some videos.
I don't know if those exist, but before we go, I do want to bring up, I saw a TikTok where you went up in a stunt and a man was holding you with one hand with both your feet. And I was like, what in the heck? You still just can go up on one man's hand like that?
Well, it's been a long time. And he came, that's Gabby's boyfriend. That's Colin, Gabby's boyfriend. So they were in town and he was like, let's do a stunt. And I was like, woo, okay, we can do something easy. And he's like, toss awesome. And I was like, ooh, I haven't done that in a long time. But he's strong. So thankfully he threw me up there.
Okay, well, let's give you some credit here, too. He may be strong, but you crushed it effortlessly.
Well, thank you. It's like riding a bike. You don't forget. You don't forget how to do it. It's just your body might hurt a lot.
It's in you. It's just in you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking the time to come on. I can't wait to talk over the DMs, and I can't wait to come to the show.
Yes.
I can't wait to come to practice.
Yes, come to practice. I'm serious. Okay. If you want to drive over, we're practicing all week. So feel free to. Joe Rogan came last week. So
wow.
Yeah.
He's definitely been in the news lately.
Yeah. No, I was like, so about that news.
Yeah. About that little situation happening.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll consider that. But I am just. Is there going to be a season 3? Do we know? Has it been announced? Do we know? Okay.
I don't know.
I'm taking it as a yes.
I really don't know.
Okay, Coach Monica doesn't know, but I feel confident. And I'm manifesting season three of Cheer. There we go. She's all, I cannot say a word.
Yeah, she's like, I can't.
We love you. Thank you so much for being here. And
yeah, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, with everything.
Thank you for having me. Let me know if you want to come.
Okay, I will. Seriously. Okay. All right, okay. Bye.
Bye.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. All right, we're back. I literally was about to rent a car and go to cheer practice. But here was my issue. What?
You didn't go.
No, I didn't. But this is why I didn't go. Because I'm not a former cheerleader, so I have no skills that I could bring out. And then I was by myself, so it just felt really awkward thinking about me renting a car, pulling up to practice. These people are like, who is this random girl? I can't do a stunt or anything.
No, I don't think she was expecting you to come like teach them something. No, just observe.
I know. It just felt
kind of like going to a concert alone, you know?
So what I was thinking, maybe we could do a podcast from there and you and I could both go and then they could like throw us up in a stunt or something. It could be a really funny, really funny bit, honestly. You and I trying to do like cheer.
Okay. Well, step back for a minute. You can go. No. You couldn't go to that alone. Why couldn't you go to that alone?
It felt vulnerable showing up by myself.
I agree. Plus, then Monica is going to feel some responsibility for keeping you entertained and talking to you and stuff. And she's busy. She's got a thing to run.
And just like, watch it.
But what if she was busy and then I was just standing there like by myself watching as if I was like a scout or something?
I don't know. But I don't like you just throwing me into the mix of like, getting tossed around in a basket case with like some cheer squad. Like, yeah, seems dangerous and not so. We would
obviously take all the precautions to be safe. But anyways, for next season, when she's on the podcast, I think we do it from Navarro practice. Mm-hmm. I can't wait. It's going to be so fun.
Yeah.
I'll have to DM her about that.
Put that on the list of Thirsty Thursdays.
Yeah.
Right under it. And our scrubbing an intro.
Yes, in that too.
Oh, yeah.
Although I did get a scrubber message me that our outro should be a steamboat. I was like, I don't hate it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, instead of the EKG or what was it that we had?
It was an EKG.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to that steamboat outro.
Yeah.
Like I'm you signing off.
Yeah, like.
No, I mean all Mark has to do is just do it into the microphone and record it.
Kind of like that.
Okay. We do have an email.
Well, it's a very interesting email because it's a follow-up email. If you'll recall, I'll take you back to a few weeks ago when we got this email. I had a beautiful baby girl, but it got me wanting to look into our ancestry. And my mom kind of freaked out about that. She said she was unfaithful a few times during her marriage to my dad. They're divorced now. And she assured me my dad was, in fact, my dad. I don't need to take a DNA to prove it. And I was like, so why can't I just do it then? Why even bring up this unfaithfulness? Why don't you just let me take the test? So I don't know what to do. If he's not my dad, that's going to be weird. I don't know if I can handle it, but now I need to know. So Mark, as a father, what if your daughter wasn't your daughter? And I said, I don't know what I said, but I said, I think I said I'd have to have a conversation with my wife, but it wouldn't change my relationship with my daughter because she'll always be my daughter. Anyway, we have a follow-up on that email. Anonymous writes back and says, update, results are in. And he is the father. My dad is my biological dad. I'm relieved and glad I took the test because I would have always wondered. Thank you so much for your advice. You're absolutely right. Blood does not define family. I would have been my dad's daughter no matter what the results were, but I'm glad to know it runs blood deep. And now I can write all about my baby girl's ancestry in her book. There we go.
Nice. What a great ending to that story.
I know. And I think even just having that information of knowing, like, for your daughter, for your, like, just knowing things, just aside from the relationship of father daughter, I think being aware of his history and your blood and all that stuff is really important. So I'm happy it was a happy full circle.
Me too. Really happy and relieved, honestly. Even though it wouldn't change anything.
Nope.
It wouldn't change anything.
No, it wouldn't.
But happy ending.
Happy. We love a happy
rainbow,
ending.
Rainbow at the end of the storm. A rocky road to this answer, but a smooth chocolate finish.
Okay. Not your best, not your worst. We'll take what we can get in these parts. All right.
Well, you know, everybody enjoy the Super Bowl because it is...
Hey-o.
The Rams. Who are the Rams playing?
The Bengals.
The Bengals. Jeez. The Rams versus the Bengals. However you choose to celebrate, choose responsibly. Because you know where we're going to be right. You know where we're going to be right back on Monday, the 14th of February.
Which is also.
Will you watch the game? Will you both watch the game?
Yes.
Yes.
Great. Then we'll have much to talk about next Monday.
We cannot wait to discuss the Super Bowl.
Halftime show, commercials.
Yes, come on, Tony. Look at
the look of skepticism.
Yes.
Who is the halftime show?
Oh my God, like the greatest of all time. It's going to be Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Kendrick Lamar, and
I think that's it.
That might be it.
Well, that was a solid lineup. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
It's going to be pretty epic.
It's going to be a really good time. So we'll see you then, and have a safe and amazing week and weekend. And we love you all.
See you Valentine's Day.
Bye. Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.